You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The national delegate to the 51st International Eucharistic Congress from Uganda, Monsignor Richard Kayondo, has praised the preparations made by the organizers of the event in Cebu, Philippines. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett.
Has there ever been a Eucharistic Congress in Uganda?
Not yet, but we are looking forward to one. You never know later on. I've attended one in Ireland, the last one, and I'm here in Cebu in the Philippines. It's very good, but I know to prepare Eucharistic Congress is a bit of work, but at the end of the day, it's very rewarding in matters of faith. We hope and pray that one day Uganda can also host a Eucharistic Congress.
I see the Filipinos have worked very hard to organize this one. What are you appreciating most about the organization that you're seeing?
Mainly two things. The first one is this pavilion, the house they put up to accommodate all of us so that the major speakers, all of us can listen to them. In Ireland, they prepared very well, but the rooms were small, so there were many big speakers in different rooms at the same time. So we missed out on a good number of them. But here, that was very well prepared, and we are happy about that. Secondly, the accommodation part. They have used the families. For example, for countries like us, Uganda, in Africa, coming to Europe, coming to the Philippines is a bit expensive. So the families accommodated us free of charge. It was done also in Ireland, and we appreciate that very much. And of course, the hospitality of the people of the Philippines, they are very good. They are very good. Yes.
So what if there was to be a Eucharistic Congress in Uganda? What would be the biggest difference between the one in Ireland, the one in Cebu, and the one, say, in Kampala?
The biggest difference would be, one, that the majority of the people they will be seeing are blacks. That's a big one. But otherwise, for the rest, we could have the same. Yes. And the temperatures are not very bad in Uganda. It's mainly 23 to 27, so very accommodating. People would love it. But of course, it needs money to prepare it. Oh, yes.
So we start saving.
Yes, that's right. And if it comes, then we shall make appeals. With God, nothing is impossible.